Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with a new devotional in the Bible app titled Anxious or Nothing. It's a five-day plan, so I'm super excited about that. And speaking of anxious, we thought baby was coming last night. False alarm, so keep us posted, keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you posted. Yeah, we're getting very close, like I've been saying, but it's kind of fun to bring you guys along on the ride. Yeah, and I'm also a little tired, so sorry if I'm a little wacky in this one, which is actually, it could actually be a lot of fun for you. Anyways, there's a link to this devotional in the description if you guys want to follow along, and I'm going to read the scripture and also read the Devo. The first scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." The next verse is Psalms 105, verse 3, and it says, "Exult in his holy name, rejoice, you who worship the Lord." The devotional is titled, "Rejoice in the Lord Always." And it says this, "Anxiety is a meteor shower of what ifs. What if I don't close the sale? What if we can't afford braces for the kids? What if my kids have crooked teeth? What if crooked teeth keep them from having friends, a career, a spouse? Anxiety is living life in a minor key with major concerns. Is your heart weighed down with worry? Could you use some calm? If so, you aren't alone. Conquering anxiety and worry requires some work on your part, but it is not God's will that you lead a life of perpetual anxiety. God loves his children. He oversees your world. He monitors your life." In Philippians 4:4, Paul offers what could be considered a prescription for anxiety and worries. Interestingly, this prescription begins with a call to rejoice in the Lord always. Paul used every tool in the box on this verse to get his readers' attention. First, he uses a verb tense so they would hear, continually, habitually rejoice. And if the verb tense wasn't enough, he removed the expiration date, rejoice in the Lord always. And if that wasn't enough, he repeated the command again. Again, I will say rejoice. But how do you obey this command? By recognizing the sovereignty of God. The most stressed out people are control freaks. Oh, okay. Yep, that's me. The more they try to control the world, the more they realize they cannot. Life becomes a cycle of anxiety, failure, anxiety, failure, anxiety, failure. But when you recognize heaven has an occupied throne, you allow the Lord to be in control. God then calms your fears, not by removing the problem, but by revealing his divine power and presence. Your anxiety decreases as your understanding of God, your Father, increases. The next time you fear the future, rejoice in the Lord's sovereignty. Rejoice in what he has accomplished. Rejoice that he is able to do what you cannot do. Fill your mind with thoughts of him. Where others see the problems of the world and wring their hands, see those problems and bend your knees. Intentionally lift up your mind to thoughts about your King. Don't get lost in your troubles. Dare to believe that good things will happen. Examine what sustains your belief and make sure your belief in God is founded in trusting that he is in control. Also, realize that God has freed you from the guilt of regret that may be causing you anxiety. Unresolved guilt can turn you into a person who is hiding, running, denying, and pretending. Guilt can suck the life out of your soul, but grace restores that life and allows you to trust God's forgiveness. The result is the ability to rejoice unhindered, confident in God's sovereignty. Your Father's hands are open, so place yourself entirely in his care. I'm going to say it again. Your Father's hands are open, so place yourself entirely in his care. As you do, you will find it possible, yes, possible, to be anxious for nothing. And then there's a little section at the end that says, respond. How is rejoicing a choice? What does rejoicing in the Lord look like to you? I feel like those could be a few potential journal prompts to think about after the Devo. There's actually a few more. I'm going to read those. How would you describe your confidence in God's control over your life? What are some ways you have seen God's sovereign hand at work in your life? And then the last one is, how can spending time each day in God's presence help you rejoice in the Lord always. This is really nice. I really enjoyed this. There's a few things I just want to point out. That first scripture that we read was Philippians 4:4, and it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. And of course, different translations read differently, but I like that it ends it by saying, or it has that point, always be full of joy in the Lord. It doesn't say always be full of joy in your circumstances. It doesn't say always be full of the joy, always be full of joy when you get what you want. It doesn't say those things. It says always be full of joy in the Lord. And that's something that we can't remove. And so whenever we feel this like kind of Christian pressure for like almost like a toxic happiness, well, that kind of comes from a place where we're trying to project happiness when we're actually not. And the thing is because we're not rejoicing in the right thing. We're trying to rejoice in a situation that maybe doesn't, it's not worthy of rejoicing. Maybe it's a really unfortunate circumstance, but we can always rejoice in the Lord. And I think that's a big key thing. And another thing before, honestly, I really do recommend that we spend time in those questions is this part. I didn't see the author taking this devotional this route, but it really kind of spoke to my heart. Aside from the whole control thing, I got to talk about God with that on my own time. I'm sure you all have your own struggles with control. And of course, the more control you desire, the more anxiety you'll have, right? You'll see that that scale increasing together. But it said this part, unresolved guilt can turn you into a person who is hiding, running, denying, and pretending. And so this is the part that I want to point out, that unresolved emotions, unresolved anything can make us become people that we don't want to be. It can lead us down paths we don't want to go. It can make us act the way we don't want to act. And so I don't know who it is. Maybe it's me, but someone needs to hear that there are some loose ends in our life that we need to tie up. We need to package it and give it to God. We need to lay our burden at him, down at him. We need to give him our shame. We need to give him our guilt. We need to give him the control that's actually truly already his. We need to give him our perceived control over a situation. And in return, we're going to get back the person that God has called us to be. We're not going to have to white knuckle life. We're not going to have to self-medicate with TV shows or constant scrolling on social media or really unhealthy food or emotional dependency on a friend or a spouse or something like that. We're not going to need to do those things, right? Whenever we receive the gift of freedom from Christ. I'm going to pray us in out. Lord, you're a good God. Thank you for who you are to us. Thank you for how you love us. Thank you for how you care for us. Lord, help us to give you back control. Help us to place our worries and anxieties in your hands, knowing that you care about us more than we even care about ourselves, Lord. And you know what's better for us than we do. Of course, always in the perspective of your will and your way, for your glory, God. Life is not about our own convenience, comfort, self-preservation, health, wealth, and relationship status. It's about honoring you, Lord. Help us to keep that perspective as we navigate life and rejoice in you and rejoice in you alone, Lord, and not rejoice in small glories that can so easily take up the throne of our heart, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you for who you are, God. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Sorry. Now's the perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. Sayonara.